Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You have a new text message. You have a new text message.
Is a crush considered cheating?
It's just a little crush.
That was beautiful.
You like that?
It's Elizabeth and Radar. It's Text Roulette here on The Mix, brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of Warranty Forever. So the text that came in over the weekend and last night, we landed on this one, and it says, I'm married.
Uh-oh.
But I've developed feelings for someone at work.
Uh-oh.
And I think it's mutual. Nothing's happened yet, but it could. Is that already cheating? What an emotionally loaded question. Especially when they say nothing's happened yet, but it could. I think it's mutual. This is a messy situation and doesn't sound like it's just a crush. And crushes can happen. Yeah. You're human. But what you do next is what matters here. So is this considered cheating already? Well, what's the definition of cheating? This sounds kind of emotionally like you're cheating, that your partner doesn't know what this connection is with this person, how you're feeling.
The definition of a crush. I mean, it sounds like it's even, you know, a little bit further than crush.
Radar? Let's you're going to look that up?
Yeah.
I'm going to look up definition of cheating. What is definition of cheating? I feel like the definition of cheating is something that you're doing behind your partner's back that you know would hurt them. That's cheating. But let's see, what is the definition of cheating in a relationship? Cheating in a relationship is an intimate, emotional, like this one, or physical connection with someone outside the partnership that breaks the established, often unspoken boundaries or agreements of the relationship.
Okay, and do you want crush right away?
Crush is someone that you fantasize about.
It's a brief, brief, intense infatuation with someone, often characterized by idealized feelings and fantasies. So you think the same. You're like, oh, I wonder what it'd be like with that person. That's the crush. But you can't be crossing the line there, because that crush then turns into cheating. The C turns into CH word. Okay, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Isn't that what it is?
Because now this sort of sounds like if there's a crush there and you think that the feelings are mutual.
What you think, peeps?
That's micro cheating.
Just a micro? Just a little
bit? Tiny cheating.
Not a lot. Just a little bit?
Well, subtle behaviors of flirtation. And oftentimes, yeah, ask yourself, how would you feel if you knew that your partner was doing this?
In front of them?
Behind your back.
Oh, behind your back. Or would you do this in front of?
And remember what Dr. Julie said here on the show?
Oh.
She said cheating is actually a passive-aggressive behavior.
Mm-hmm,
it's your inability to address what's really wrong in the relationship or what's wrong with how you're feeling about your life.
Yeah, something,
and so it's a
missing.
Passive. I know the passive seems confusing because it seems like an aggressive behavior to cheat, yeah, but passive-aggressive because the person doesn't know.
Help us out, mixed family. Come on.
414-432-1099. We've got a message here on the text line that says, I don't really think there's a way to define cheating. I think it's what makes you feel uncomfortable and what you define is out of bounds for your relationship. So to each their own. Again, would the person be okay with what you're feeling? Or maybe the micro cheating and flirtation that's going on at work? My guess is probably not, which tells me you need to get a new job.
Another
you need to get a new job. You need to just leave.
No, and another text says there's also emotional cheating. So you don't really have to be physical, but that emotional cheating. You go to that person instead of your significant other? What do
yes.
you think about that one, right?
Let's go over to line number two. Hi, The Mix. Who's this?
This is BJ.
All right, BJ. What do you think defines cheating?
I think cheating defines as an act. So, I mean, if there's issues in their relationship, that's a different thing that needs to be addressed. But as far as cheating goes, that's if they full-blown go into the act. Right now, it's just feelings. It's a crush. So, yeah, I don't think there's nothing bad going on there. Not until they act on it.
But what about emotional cheating?
What about emotional, though? Yeah, we just had a text that came in that said there's also emotional cheating.
Well, then that goes back to you might want to look at your relationship and talk to your partner and figure out if there's something going wrong there.
Now, if your partner, you found out, had a crush on somebody at work and they were keeping it from you, how would you feel?
Well, I guess if I found out about it, I'd feel bad. Maybe they should talk to their significant other and say, look, I'm having these open and honesty. Again, it goes back to their relationship. If their relationship is not doing well, then maybe they have to look at that. Maybe they can think of things they need to work on.
Are you speaking off the top of your head or experience? Or you've had someone who you know?
No. I've never personally experienced it because I don't cheat.
But have you been cheated on?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, all right. Yes. How did you find out about that?
From other people.
Oof.
Oh, that's rough.
And was it physical cheating or emotional?
It was not emotional.
It was physical cheating.
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. And you know, you adamantly, when you said, I don't cheat. I mean, it's really about putting yourself in that partner's shoes and hard conversations to be had, but sitting down and saying, hey, let's talk about this. We're starting to stray. Our eyes are going to different places. Mm-hmm. We need to lock in on each other. And did you feel like there was issues in your relationship that led to the cheating?
No. I mean, I didn't feel anything that I didn't think. I thought things were going rather well.
Yeah, and it's not that you're responsible for
it. So you're blindsided a little bit there, yeah.
Exactly.
Did you end it right away?
I did.
Because of the cheating.
Right. Once trust is gone, especially in that avenue, if you're cheating, you lose the trust, especially when you felt like everything was going well.
You're locked in. Yeah,
that's what's sure. It's hard. It's humiliating.
Right. And so the trust is gone, and you don't trust, the trust isn't there anymore. No, it's done. No more.
And this is where, for this mixed listener, the foundation's starting to show some cracks.
Mm, big time.
Some chink in the armor. Thank you so much, BJ, for calling in to the show. And we've got another mixed listeners here that are texting in saying, sounds like more than a crush. Sounds a lot like emotional cheating.
Sarah from McGuanago. Thank you for that text.
For the question that we got here, I'm married, but I've developed feelings for someone at work, and I think it's mutual. Nothing's happened yet. Is that already cheating? Yes.
You're going down that road.
It sounds like, yeah.
You either got to, you know what, or get off the pot, or talk to your partner right now and say, look,
here's what I'm feeling. What do you want? Maybe you don't want this relationship anymore, and that's okay. You're entitled to that,
right,
but then there's a way to end that before you pursue something else. But yeah, if something's on the verge of happening, this is a messy spot, and it's at work.
We see each other there every day.
You might lose your job, and you might lose your partner.
Yeah.
Lots to think about there, but thanks everybody who messaged in to help out this mixed listener this morning with Text Roulette.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.